to the food bank. We ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also, check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
You're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC FM Queens University Radio. We're broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall at 101.9 FM stereo and 90.9 cable in the Kingston area.
Hey CFRC listeners. In celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Hey, this is Brendan Canning from Broken Social Scene. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Kingston, this is your indie wake-up call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie wake-up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, good morning, everyone. You know what I didn't do this morning properly? Thank you, Pharrell. Thank you. I didn't bring my mittens or gloves with me to get to the station. And seeing this is a morning show and I'm here to sort of get your morning started, don't do that. It's currently minus, is this real? Minus 19, no. Yeah, it is. So don't do as I did, or do as you should. Get those mittens on. It is cold out there. Feels like minus 22, what? Anyway, looks like we're gonna get up to about minus 7 today, maybe. Like less than one centimeter of snow. But yeah, not getting very warm today. Warming up a little bit on the weekend as I look forward. Not too much above zero, except for maybe Monday. But other than that, like looks like Saturday, like minus 3, minus 2. It is still winter, isn't it, though? Oh, my God. The snowbank, or as we like to call it, Mount CFRC outside of the station. Haven't seen it look like that in years. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, right? Anyway. It's been a revolving door of our hosts over the last few weeks. I want to thank Madison for taking it all on last week. And I've got Rue coming in here any minute. Madison's away for reading week. Yeah, it's reading week. Enjoy your reading, everyone. And next week, I think it's going to be Rue and Madison because I'm in Montreal. I don't know. We're just rolling here. We've got so much going on in the next few weeks. And we've got some guests this morning. You're just going to have to listen or follow us on Instagram. We already spilled the beans on that one. Follow Indie Wake Up Call on Instagram and you'll find that out. Why am I playing Pharrell? Because I finally saw piece by piece the Lego movie about Pharrell's life. I loved it. So it made me remember all the beats he did with the Neptunes, like this one they did with Gwen Stefani. Wonderful. Anyway, check it out. That was something I did over the weekend. And we have to talk about the Slate Music Prize. That big party is coming up with the Kingston Canadian Film Festival in just over what? We're talking like 10 days here. We're going to have to break down some of that for you. And yeah, if you did see that Instagram post, also the Oceaga lineup dropped over the last 24 hours, 36 hours. Rue and I are both going to dissect that a little bit. And one thing I often, in my old wise ways, is as every lineup for every festival drops, you have to go through the mandatory, like, 48-hour period of everybody saying it sucks. There's just that noise. It happens every time. Oh, I thought for sure Lana Del Rey was going to be there, or blah, 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 or I don't know any of these artists, whatever. We just have to let that process go through the process, and then we can really just get excited for summer festivals and all the announcements we're getting as well. So there's that. I'm going to actually start our show with a band I've never seen, and I got a message about it pretty much immediately from someone who saw the lineup saying, I know you love this band. And I do. I hope they're good live. They're called Royal Otis. They had a lot of great hits, you know what I mean, during COVID and just slightly coming out of there. So I feel this is their time to get out there, shine, give some live shows. And I'm going to start our morning with something from them called Kool-Aid. You've probably heard me play it a lot on the show, but there's a reason to play it this morning, so I'm getting back in there. And Lucy Dacus is going to be there as well, so let's just toss her in there. That's nice and gentle for your morning to get going. A little bit of an upbeat and then a little bit of like a chill. So that's what we're going to do here on Indie Wake Up Call. Thank you, Black Dog Hospitality, by the way, our sponsor for Indie Wake Up Call. And all of you listeners out there checking us out. So yeah, lots of new music. We're going to talk about Oceaga. We got some special guests. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. You're listening to CFRC. Royal Otis with Kool-Aid getting us started this morning. Let's go.
If but I don't want to be fine.
funny.
That's who I thought was going to be at Oshaga. That was an artist I thought was going to be on the list. He is not. That was Joe being basic. You heard Best Guess from Lucy Dacus. Kool-Aid from Royal Otis. It's the Indie Wake-Up Call. We're continuing here with I'm Not Here Busting the Bass. Ruth talked to them last week. Maybe she'll tell us about that a little later this morning. It's the Indie Wake Up Call in CFRC. I'm in here by my lonesome right now, the control freak at the controls. And I mean, I haven't played a Ty Siegel song yet, so maybe I've learned my ways. I did, by the way, and this happens. I forgot entirely about an artist that was really important to me like 7 years ago that I was all about. And they just sort of popped up in my phone as I was playing music, like just randomly, which I don't really do. You can imagine, a lot of people on this radio station, we're all pretty serious about our playlists and what we want to hear. So we don't, like, get random. But anyway, That artist was called Knox Fortune. I don't know if you know who that is, but there was an era, like when Chance was really coming up. Knox Fortune was a big part of one of Chance's big singles, and I just sort of was really into Knox Fortune for like, I don't know, like 18 months or so, and then I completely forgot about the artist. And this wonderful track popped up randomly, and I'm playing it. And it's Thursday, so I always say I'm allowed to play throwbacks on a Thursday. So that one's in my pocket. Maybe I'll play it next, maybe I won't. But you're gonna hear me like, this isn't a new song, what's she doing? And I'm doing whatever I want because I'm all by my lonesome in here. But not for long, okay? Got good company coming in. I know you looked at the Instagram when I told you to. Anyway, got good company coming in. They've got some shows, album releases, new singles. We're going to be premiering a single before you get to have it tomorrow. So that's all coming up in a few minutes on the Indie Wake Up Call. And like I said, it is a cold one out there. Don't forget your middies. I mean, it's really cold out there. It's still in the many minuses. So anyway, just try to do that for it. We got some choking my words from Karen Ann. Duncan Lawrence coming up right now on Indie Wake Up Call. This is CFRC. I'm glad you're here. Love Cat with Love and Money on Indie Wake Up Call. We had some Karen Ann, Duncan Lawrence. I love that song, Joking on My Words, which is very apropos for my show. Anyway, good morning. It's the Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC, like I said. And we've got a band on the line right now, or a member from the band, with a lot going on in the next 6 weeks, like tons to unpack. Cody, are you there?
I am. What's up, Indie Wake Up?
Good morning. It's always exciting when artists wake up in the morning to talk to us on Indie Wake Up Call. And good company. I mean, we've got to talk about everything going on with the band right now. You have a new single coming out tomorrow. We're going to maybe talk about that in a little bit because I think we've got it in our studio this morning to preview for everybody one day ahead. But we've got an album release. We've got an album release party at one of my favorite venues in Kingston, shows out of town, lots going on with the band. Why don't you just let us know about your band and what's been going on lately?
Yeah, we're like an alt country band based out of Kingston. My brother and I are both the co-writers of the band, and then we got Mike Krapkins on lead guitar and Dan Killen on drums, and then we just kind of have an array of people that kind of join us every once in a while, like on pedal steel and other instruments. But yeah,
that's a lot. Like, I know you and your brother sort of started, and then you found your drummer after you guys were doing some songwriting. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. So I knew Dan just from playing in the hardcore scene in Kingston when we were teenagers, and always knew that he's a great drummer. And yeah, we picked him up, and yeah.
Kingston's good that way. You can find musicians if you need them, right? Like, I'm wondering, like, did you have guests when you're recording your album to come in and play some of those extra tracks for you, or was it the three of you primarily?
So yeah, it's a four-piece band. But yeah, we had a guy named Jake Hoffman. He's in a band called Daryl Hannah, who we're playing with tomorrow. He played pedal steel on the whole record. So. And on the single that you're about to premiere.
So country rock, a lot of people have questions when that comes out. And I know, like, genres are crazy right now, but I see your influences in your bio. You sent me your bio, and they are many. And I find that that's what's great about the idea of country rock, because it's a huge tent, right? Like, you have a lot.
For sure.
You have a lot that you can do with something like that. And in a way, like, that's what I love about that title of genre, is like, whatever, right? Like, you guys can really rock out or just slide. Like, what's it like on the live show?
Yeah, exactly. I explain it like, it's not your grandma's country, but it's also not top 20 country. So
okay, but grandma listened to good country though, right?
yeah
grandma listened to good country. I mean, I know my grandma did. And I see you guys are from, it says you're from Kingston, but I want to shout out to some rural Ontario. Like, where are you guys? What's this rural Ontario? Because I'm rural Ontario. Like, what? Where?
So my brother and I, Ben, we grew up in like South Shore, Hay Bay, so just outside of Napanee.
Oh yeah, now we're talking.
And then we, yeah, so out in the sticks a little bit, and yeah, and then we moved to Toronto for a long time and did the music scene up there, playing in rock and roll bands, and then moved back to Kingston, just like. During COVID, just to kind of save money on rent, and there wasn't much going on in Toronto, and yeah, the rest is history. Kingston's been treating us really well. So
what is it about Kingston? We have this conversation all the time. Rue's just joined me in the studio too. Rue and I have this conversation a lot. Like, there is a lot of support in Kingston, and it sounds like you were playing rock in Toronto and then sort of changed it up a little bit coming back to Kingston. How did that work out for you, like, and what were those decisions like?
Yeah, so started writing the songs like during COVID, like not all the songs, but I had like a catalog ready to go. But it was just a lot easier to play with like an acoustic guitar than, you know, a full drums and electric guitar. So that's where a lot of the country influence came
from.
Yeah,
logistics and reality, maybe, in a lot of cases.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, tell us about the album. I mean, so much work goes into putting out music, and I know you're probably like just bursting ready to let us all have it, but let's go back to actually how this album and the songs have all come together for you.
Yeah, so it's been a year in the making, like almost to the day, which is pretty crazy. I've done a couple albums when I was younger, but yeah, it's a lot of work, and it seems like the easiest part was actually writing the songs, which is kind of funny, but yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into an album, and it's eight songs, and we're all super proud of them, so happy for everyone to hear them.
I mean, it's family too, right? Like, it's brothers. Is that something
exactly.
that you learn more about each other as you go into the studio? Because I find, like, there's a relationship when you go into a studio, you put out the album, and you've learned a lot about each other afterwards, even though you know each other really well. That all went well for you?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of, it's nice because it's like somebody that I can always lean on, and I hope that he can on me. So it's like, I don't know really what a song is like writing a song is like without him, and vice versa for him, I believe. So it's honestly great to have like a family in the band.
So the show, you've got a show coming up at Wolf Island. Maybe tell us a little bit about what we can expect there.
Yeah, so Wolf Island tomorrow. Music kicks off around 8 p.m. And it's with a band called Daryl Hannah, not Neil Young's ex-wife, but they're from Toronto. And yeah, we're going to have some fun. They're going to open up the night, and then we're going to close out the night. And yeah, then the next day we're playing Perth at Bridgemasters as well.
I love me some Perth. All right.
Mm-hmm. And also, you
Perth's great for us.
Hello. And you've also obviously got your single that's coming out, and we're going to have a little preview of it so people can listen to it early if they're tuning in right now. But, I mean, compelling name, Paint Fumes. What's going on?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I was just cutting out there.
Okay. Your single's coming out, Paint Fumes, and, you know, I'm just, like, really, I'm really intrigued by the name. What's going on in that song?
Yeah, Paint Fumes comes out tomorrow. It's kind of encapsulating that feeling of, like, moving into a new place, and you kind of start painting over, like, height markers and chair scuffs, and just having that realization that someday somebody's going to be painting over your memories. And just kind of encapsulating that happy, sad kind of vibe.
We love happy, sad.
Oh, we love that.
We love happy, sad. It's great. Because you can also dance with your friends when you're happy, sad.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good dancing tune, too, for sure.
Amazing. So we're looking forward to shows tomorrow night at Wolf Island.
21st.
Yeah. Yep.
We got to get over there. And the single officially is tomorrow, Paint Fumes. And the band is Good Company. And I have to say it, you've been good company this morning on the Indie Wake Up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all your support.
Of course. And stay in touch with us as we get going. We want to make sure that we hear more about your spring, because I think it's going to be pretty stacked with events and shows and songs, all those things. So thanks for calling in. And everybody, we're going to play some Paint Fumes.
Just one. I think I loved her twice. Although we've been undone, I can still feel her pain. Redirect what's true. So once again, it's each other we find. You gather your friends, and I'll swing by the houses of mine. Firing for the word, it's straight. Don't change up your ways, don't dissipate.
Yeah.
I love that song, Night Tapes of Television. Rue is here, by the way. Good morning. Good morning, Rue. Wait,
good
where are
morning.
We? Good
we're,
morning. Oh, yeah. There we go. I love that you texted me. You're like, I'm getting to the station. I'm just walking behind someone that's slow.
It's just such a winter storm thing, isn't it? You're on the sidewalk. You're walking behind someone. There's 5 feet of snow on either side, so you can't really skirt around people, but it's too early in the morning to say, excuse me, I need to get somewhere really quickly at 7 in the morning on, like, reading weekday.
Shout out to the citizens that shovel those little cutouts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you've got, like, an aisle of snowbank on either side of you, but you've got to cross the street. You don't want to climb over the snowbank. So some citizen out there has shoveled like a little exit.
That's a desire path. That's a desire path is basically like a little path along, like off of the main route, which is where everyone walks, and it just creates a little trail.
But I don't know if that's an official job of the shovelers that do the sidewalks. Like, I think it's. I know in my street, it was like just human beings that live on my street that did those little cutouts mm-hmm. so people could get out of the sidewalk aisle.
People
anyway,
find a way, literally.
People find a way, and it's beautiful. Like, do you like it?
I love it.
It's beautiful. So, a real winter. I know everybody old walking around is like, this is how it used to be when I was a little kid. But anyway, it's gorgeous. It is cold. Did you have mittens on? I said this morning, like, I forgot my mitts.
I heard your call and made sure I had my gloves
there,
on.
There, doing my job on the Indie Wake
Public Up
Call. Public service for Indie Wake Up Call. We are live from Carruthers Hall. Black Dog Hospitality, thank you so much for sponsoring the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. It's been fun so far. Thank you, Good Company, for calling in. Cody from Good Company, they're going to be playing at Wolf Island tomorrow night. Want to check some of that out. Mm-hmm. Also, we've got another segment coming up soon. What's
we've
all this
got
about?
More Good Company joining us.
Oh, now, I love that.
This is a big one for Kingston, I feel. So, the Back Steps, we've all heard the news now. They're splitting up.
They're splitting up, but they're doing it by saying goodbye.
Yeah, there's going to be one last show on Saturday, and of course we had to talk to them. So 9 o'clock, stay tuned. They're going to be telling us all about that final show and just, like, you know, how they look back on the Back Steps.
I'm sad, but I do appreciate this exit strategy. Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, think about all the bands that we've had to say goodbye to, but we didn't get to say goodbye to.
Yeah.
Tune in a few minutes, and we're going to get to the Good Steps. Sorry, Good Steps. I'm like, no. That's a combination of the two bands we've just had. Back Steps.
Good Steps.
Good Company. Back Steps. Good morning, everyone. I'm on my second coffee. We got to break down that Oshiega lineup, right?
We do.
We have thoughts on last year again that we can translate to this year, but I gave it a thumbs up. Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought there's a lot of cool stuff underneath, but we'll have to talk about that later. Right now, I think we're going to go into a song that both of us have really enjoyed.
Love this song. Losers Club by... You like the name of the band. That's what got you. I like the name of the song. Mm-hmm. You like the name of the band. Name of the band?
ADD OCD.
And the name of the song is Losers Club, and I'm joining.
To the Losers Club.